Wow, it's been years. I think it's been like 3 years now. Yay. So for those that do not know, I used to have a podcast called You Enjoy Life. I guess it's on here, and I've decided to sort of revive it. First off, I'm curious if like people that have listened before are just going to automatically know that it's coming out without me doing much promotion. So if you're out there and then you've been waiting and said, hey, what happened to that podcast? Well, first off, there's so many podcasts out there. So let me just say right off the bat, I'm not here to make another podcast. I promise I'll at least try not to be another podcast. Nothing against podcasts. I do just find that there's so many podcasts right now. And inevitably what happens when there's success with something, a lot of people jump on the train and then they start creating sort of carbon photocopies of said thing. So I wanted to come on here to explain a little bit about why I'm, you know, shifting back to an audio platform media type thing, and also what we'll be doing. So we actually recorded the first one last night, and by we, I mean my partner Aja and I. I guess right before I ended this podcast, I went through a lot of changes, and my life changed. I went through a divorce and traveled around for a while and then landed in Boulder right before the pandemic, literally 2 weeks before the lockdown hit. And a couple months into the lockdown, I met my partner, Aja, and we're engaged now and just living this life that we're so grateful for. We want to have kids, and that's kind of our next adventure, and just very easeful. And, you know, we host retreats at our house and really just helping people, you know, understand what it means to live in this very simple, almost mundane, you know, life. But the magic is in the mundane, and that's the beauty of it. So last night we recorded sort of a music cast, a jam cast, if you will. So it's not much talking. It's more of just us improvising music. And I've noticed that most music in this day and age is often performance-based, which is lovely. People practice, they write songs, and they create these beautiful performances. But for me, someone who just loves to create music, loves to improvise, loves to use music as a way to connect to other people, I found that this medium of just getting together, playing music, and just letting it come out freely and not be perfect, and whatever sounds and notes and things come out, is great. So what we did last night is we did a little ceremony and just kind of got together, and we just played music and just went on a little jam, and it was lovely. So that will be coming out soon. I want to just kind of come on here to let you know that that is going to be sort of the format of this. It's really going to be music-based. Like I said, there's so many podcasts where people are just talking and having conversations, which can be great and inspiring, but I also find that there's this space where people just want to have their head filled. They're so like, a lot of people struggle to just like hear themselves and just be present with silence, that they're just trying to fill their space, and they're just listening to podcasts, and you listen to this person, and they tell you about this great thing, and you get excited about it, and then you go over here and listen to this person, and tell you about this great thing, and get excited about it. And while I think inherently there's nothing wrong with taking in more knowledge, I find that on this journey towards growth and self-discovery, rather than just continually taking more and more and more in, how can we actually let more and more go so we can actually hear like our own divine eternal wisdom? So that's where this music thing came along, because music to me is beyond words. And we host these song circles at our home where we bring people together and we just play music and improvise. And what happens is, no matter what level of musician you're at, whether you've been playing your whole life or you're not a musician, when you drop into that space of just listening to everybody, when everyone's listening, when everyone's connected, when everyone's in that space of just letting it be and not judging, and of course that's not, it's easier said than done, but when we get into that space, even if it's just for a few minutes or whatever it is, there's this beautiful thing that happens where we start to just let music kind of flow out of ourselves and just create this really special resonance and this really lovely magic. So Aja and I, in the spirit of that, were like, oh, instead of doing a podcast and just talking, why not just share these live music jams and share it in a way of like, hey, you know, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to hit wrong notes, we might sound weird at times, because it's not about sounding good so much as it is about just having this space where you can just let the music flow through and see what happens. And in doing so, invite the listener, which, aka you, to join in. You can lie down, you can meditate, you can stand up, you can dance, you can sing along, you know, and uses this kind of as inspiration to get into your own body, to get into your own voice, to have some fun, to find some freedom. And you might just realize in that space that there's this magic that comes through. You know, we live in a world where music has become such a commodity. You know, there's lots of incredible bands out there and people that do amazing things that are very moving. And yet so much of music is this industry, you know, and of course the big wigs came along and saw how valuable and how much money could be made through music and through, like, you know, the Elvis and the Beatlemania days, it became this huge industry. And a lot of the magic can get lost. Not always, but a lot of the magic can get lost in that space. And it creates a gigantic amount of separation between the listener and the audience. Or sorry, the audience and the musician and the band. You know, it's just like this wall. But to me, music, if you go back more communally, more tribally, in the good old days, you know, if you go back in time, and even now, a lot of communities, it's not about like, oh, I'm a musician and I'm just going to sit here and play and you're going to sit there and watch and perform, watch me perform. It's going to be much more of this space of co-creation where we're all coming together. Maybe there is someone that is the leader that's kind of guiding everybody, but the beauty of music in this way is that everybody is part of it. You know, I like to say, if we have a voice, we have a song, if we have a heartbeat, we have a rhythm. So it's inside of you. You might not think of yourself as a musician, but the amount of people that have gotten to play music over time, it's thousands of people. They all have the same stories about, I have a bad voice, I can't sing, I was this, that. It's like, throw all that away. Just let yourself make sounds. If you can talk, you can sing. So simple. So simple. It's not as different as you think. And yes, of course, if you get excited about it and you want to learn more skills and scales and theory and all that stuff, cool. But we're all born with the gift of music. It's a God-given gift. And that is the intention of this sort of music or jam or stuff, you know, what to call it, sort of jam cast, if you will. Just a space where you can listen and allow yourself to feel a sense of freedom and a sense of connection. And then from there, if you want to go create your own song circles or play music with friends or whatever it might be, great. We're just there to give you a little hint of the inspiration and kind of bring you together in a very sacred ceremonial space that's also very easeful and free and flowing. So if you'd like to check that out, you can always follow me at You Enjoy Life, you know, on YouTube, and I have a mailing list at youenjoylife.us where I give out all my books for free. I have a whole book on music. I created a whole course on intuitive music and how to find your voice and open up your musical gifts. But also just staying on here, we're going to start uploading these, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll talk soon.